Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah.
How's everybody doing this beautiful Sunday evening? You are listening to Evangelist Globe Pope. Minister Derek Tugger is in the house on Glorious Gospel Vibes. What's going on? What's going on? Oh, we got the Inspiration Crew in the house. Bishop Marcus McCray. What's happening?
Bishop.
And we got no one other than the doctor, the philosopher. Well, I know it's so many names. I don't want to run y'all crazy with it, but I tell you, Philip Dukes is in the house.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
All right. Oh, we got a beautiful show. Beautiful show today.
Hey, Globy, you know, that's you started the show off right. You started the show off with a wig shaker right there. That was a wig shaker.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I don't have none on today. And if you saw me, I tell you, you might say, who is that?
Uh-oh.
For those that just can't see me, you would want to know, well, what happened to Evangelist Globy Pope today? But that's all right. I had not only a wig shaker, but a flow stomper. So, you know, that's what I was doing today.
Wig shaking, thigh slapping, flow stomping.
You better be glad Sister Peppercorn not here yet, because you know she would have something to say. She don't like nobody talking about her wigs. So,
yes.
Stay cool now. Don't do
it. I ain't said a thing.
Well, we're going to start off with a prayer. We're going to ask Bishop Dr. Reverend Philip Dukes.
She's messing with me now. She's messing with me. I'm going to have to go back to my stand-up routine, my stand-up comedy now.
Come on with it.
Let's pray, y'all. Father, we just come right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we have gathered on this program for your glory, for your honor, and to inform others. So move by your spirit, God. Call somebody to be edified and to be lifted in Jesus' name. Amen.
It is a hard thing. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
yeah, music now. I got some audio music now.
Uh-oh. Don't start him. Don't start him.
Hello.
Don't do it. This program today, Loving Music with Kiki Michelle, we're going to be doing an interview with her today. And I tell you, you're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to enjoy yourself. And I want you all to sit back, because we got some more info coming through that everybody, that singer and songwriter, is going to be able to grab hold of, and I want you to grab hold of it. That's why I let you know what's going on. See, I don't just try to keep it all for myself. I put it out there because I want you all to get it. You know what? Get it. Uh-huh. So right after this song, we're going to be bringing in Kiki Michelle. I tell y'all, you don't want to miss it. I'm just trying to help you out. Is that all right?
All right.
Amen. All good.
Uh-huh. Well, we're going to play a little ATL music for you right here. ATL, pray J.R. Reynolds is in the house.
Something or fall for anything. If you know what I mean. Come on, and clap your hands for me. It's time for us to search and see God's face. Let's obey, change our wicked ways. If we do, He'll bless us like He said. Now you're ready, come on and nod your head. Don't you know He's rich with house and land? Don't you remember Jesus is the man? He'll heal the sick, get set the captives free. Are you ready? Clap your hands for me.
It's time for us to pray.
take our school back. We come to take our church back.
Time to pray. You know, some people talking about, well, I prayed and it didn't work, so I had to crack some skull. No, we don't know do it that way. You know, that's not like Mr. D would say, but you know, we ain't gonna say that.
Now, sometimes it might call for that. You know, you might just have to, you know, crack a little skull.
I mean,
skull
that was back
spirit.
In Philip Duke's day. You know, that's the kind of stuff
in the spirit, you crack a few skulls, but we ain't cracking them skulls in the flesh, you know. You go to jail for that.
You do go to jail for that. Praise be to God. Okay, y'all, we got our special guest in the house. I tell you, Kiki Michelle is in the house. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Kiki Michelle just before we bring her on. Kiki Michelle is an American-born recording artist, singer, songwriter, motivational speaker, model, actress, author, and DJ. With West Indies root, Kiki Michelle has been singing gospel since the early age of 5. The songs she wrote and writes and sings are worship in nature, yet speak a language of love, hope, and healing to listeners. She works with the Grammy Award winner, the platinum producer Felton Pilot of Confunction, to bring her original songs to life. She has collaborated with the legendary Harvey Scales to sing and write songs to be released. Kiki Michelle was the featured performer on Atlanta WATC's 57, where she performed songs from her studio album. Miss Michelle writes and sings songs from an array of genres, including gospel, pop, R&B, country, blues, and soul. She is the author of this book that she brought out called When God Says No, There Are Blessings on the Other Side of the Pain. She credits her strong foundation in prayer, faith, and God for getting through dark times. Kiki Michelle has completed a self-titled album and released singles entitled Consuming, y'all know my tie tongue today, Consuming Fire and Come and Follow Me. She has shared music and thoughts of inspiration as a host and disc jockey on her own radio show, The Quiet Storm, with I Am Kiki Michelle. She has also done some acting. I tell you, the girl is totally gifted. She's just gifted, I tell you. I've met her. She's a beautiful person. I tell you, Kiki is currently working with the legendary Harvey Scales on a studio album right now. She is also promoting an anthem for the social change and justice, Be the Change. That's the name of the tune. Follow her on all of the things that I'm going to let her tell you about when she's introduced, and that's just to introduce her to some and present to others. Right now, we're going to bring you Sister, I call her Sister, Kiki Michelle.
All right.
Kiki.
Greetings. Hi, Groby.
How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hello, Derek and Dr. Reverend Bishop, everybody on the line.
How
are
you all
doing?
All the titles, all those
just
titles.
Philip Duke,
Dr. Bishop, Reverend.
Philip Dukes a dude. Just Philip Dukes.
Welcome, welcome. You know, we ain't caught up in titles here, except for one person.
Just Philip Dukes.
We ain't going to mention him.
What you say, Minister D?
I said we not caught up in titles, except for one person we know we might hear from later. But, you know, other than that, welcome to him.
Yeah, Sister Peppercorn. She's not here yet, and don't talk too loud.
She'll
anyway.
She'll get you, man.
Kiki, we want you to tell us a little bit about what's going on with you and your project, your new project that's out. Let the listeners know what's going on, girl. What's going on?
Yes, Ms. Colby, thank you, and the staff, thank you for the opportunity to even be on your station. We're really excited. On October the 1st, we released a single called Say You'll Stay, and it's on all digital platforms. It's a love song. It's inspirational. It's R&B, it's soul, it's everything. And so we've been promoting that song. And also on the 23rd of October, we're releasing Be the Change. Be the Change is a social change and justice anthem, which is really fitting for the times that we're living in. Mm-hmm. So outside of promoting the music, I am also the entrepreneur with Kiki Michelle LLC, and it's a conglomerate of sorts, mainly giving artists a platform to get their music distributed properly through Sony Orchard, and giving them the opportunity to keep a lot of their royalties for minimal upfront cost. So we're just trying to help people and promote and just be a part of events which are making a difference in our communities.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm telling you, you're doing a great job. I tell you, you know how I met her. You know, I got an advocate out there. She puts the word out for Globy Pope. Yes, sir. Sister Deborah Houston, and that mouth runs like a motor. It don't never cut off. So you know you always marketing and production going on. I tell you, and I God bless her, I love her, and I tell you she puts the word
Debbie.
Out because she has so much confidence in me, and I just ask God to continue to bless her. But I met this young lady which has so many talents, which she does, and not only in just singing. I don't know anything about the acting part of it, but not only just singing, but also in marketing and distribution and all the things she got going on. So we want the listeners to just check it. I want y'all to check out this new song she got out called Stay, and I want you to stay and listen to this tune because we got something for you right now. Right here, Kiki Michelle.
Through the fire, through the flood, light my pathway in the dark, shine the light.
fine.
All right. That's Kiki Michelle.
Right.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Who you trying to get to stay with you? Jesus, right?
Wow.
But you know what? I like that because artists, gospel artists, ought to be writing love ballads about their husband and wives.
Gospel artists ought to dominate that.
Because the Bible says, let every man love his wife.
Uh-huh.
And say, let the woman love her husband.
Uh-huh.
So we ought to be dominating these love songs about marriage. I got one good one. Kiki, I like that.
I hope that it will be a song of endearment and commitment for weddings and ceremonies across the globe.
Yeah, I like that. I like that concept.
Thank you. It's available on iTunes.
Yeah, let them know where they can go purchase it at right now.
It's on iTunes and several other platforms, but certainly iTunes under Kiki, K-I-K-I, Michelle, M-I-C-H-L-L-E, and the song is called Say You'll Stay.
Say
You'll Stay. By your own.
That's right.
Tell it, Minister D.
That's right.
Burning it.
Oh, okay. Yes, please. Let's not.
That's right.
Hey, burn me a copy of that.
Please support the artist because there are a lot of downloads and free copies, but that's what we work with for artists who want distribution. Every time your music is out on YouTube or anywhere, we do monetization. So it's not just people looking at your video and clicking like. We're helping the artists to maintain control of their rights and then pocket more of their money. So
She's an advocate. Now,
what's the
Sony
name of your company?
It's
Sony.
Kiki Michelle LLC. We're Sony Orchard, and I have to give a shout out to Mr. Alan Johnson, who's been working with me, and the company itself. If they're serious and they have their copyright, they have their codes, their UPC, their ISRCs, call me. They can go to the website, which is www.iamkikimichelle.com, and go to the label tab. And there you can put your information in, and we will be in touch with you. If you do not have your codes, your ISRC and UPC codes, but you have your work copywritten, we can still help you to get that through that process. So feel free to give us a call. Thank you.
No excuse, y'all. We handling it all the way around today. We giving y'all some info you need to check it out. If you're trying to get out there, you got a couple of avenues today. You're going to have this avenue and the next avenue coming up with our next special guest. So, Kiki, we are so elated that you were able to come on our show. We wish the best for you. God is going to continue to bless you and anoint you to do exactly what it is that you do. You got a lot of
talents.
Thank
you so much.
God has placed a lot of talents in a lot of us, but we don't even tap into them and get them out.
Yeah.
So it's time to get it done. Get her done, because you don't know when Jesus is coming back. Yeah, get her done. Get her done, y'all. God bless you. God bless you. And we will be hearing more of Kiki Michelle right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes now. So y'all check us out, because we're going to have her in the house doing what she going to do. What?
Awesome.
God
thank you.
God bless you.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Thank you.
Right before we get started with our next guest, I tell you, we're going to play a little something. Can't live without you, William McDowell, in the house.
Can't
got him. I don't care what it may look like, what it may seem like, but I know I can't live without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. And I hope you know what he has done for you, because if without him, you wouldn't be here today. You just wouldn't be here.
Amen.
Without God, I'd be nothing.
Ah, everybody went to church today. I know you did. You didn't just sit there, I'm quite sure. Somebody said thank you, Jesus, before they got up out of that church house. Even
on
the way home and going to church. I tell you, I got up this morning just thanking for putting my feet on the floor. I tell you, see another day. Y'all got to, hey, you better realize, you better ask somebody. You better ask somebody if you don't know. We will hip you to what's going on. Okay, y'all, in the house we got here. Some information coming all the way out of Savannah, Georgia. I tell you, some of you all need to get a pencil and a piece of paper and jot down this info. We have a wonderful sister I'm meeting some beautiful people with some beautiful talents, I tell you. She's a singer-songwriter also. Her name is Kim Michael Pelotti. And I tell you, I think I pronounced Pelotti right. And she's going to be running a little something-something down to you all. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to bring her in. And y'all act civilized. Don't act ugly. Now, don't do it.
We're going to be good.
Kim Pelotti, how you doing, baby? Did I pronounce your name right? I hope I did.
It sounds so nice the way you say it, but you can just, the E is silent. Just Kim Michael Pelotti.
Pelotti. See, I like that Pelotti. You know, that T on the end. That's all right.
Messing up folk name. Welcome to the show. I apologize on her behalf.
I'm just enjoying you guys so much. I just got so relaxed.
Oh, yeah, we love this, girl. You on the right station at the right time in the right season. Come on, bring it. What you got to tell us? Because, you know, me and you going to hook up. And I want the people, to, you know, we're going to share what you got. You know, because we don't just keep it to ourselves. We're trying to help them out, but see, they don't realize it. But that's all right. We're going to let them know today.
I'm telling you, when you know something, when you know something, we just have to share. You got to share. There's a vocal competition. Let me tell you, there is a vocal competition, my sister, that's been going on for the last 23 years here in Savannah, Georgia. Now, this is not an American Idol type event. No. The winner gets $12,000. Mm-hmm. Second place, $6,000. Third place, $3,000. And the name of this competition, is the American Traditions Competition. Traditions with an S, American Traditions Competition. Now, this is a unique competition in that it showcases classic American music presented by vocalists from all over the world, my friend. All over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I just encourage anyone that's listening to please go to the website to really look at the requirements and to be a part. I mean, it'll make a soprano hit a high note if they just win this. I'm just looking for more people to be involved that are from Georgia, particularly, but from all over.
Right. So she's saying is that this has been going on for a while, y'all, and a lot of us don't know anything about it. And she's trying to get the word out, and also let them know. You know, you were one of the winners at one time.
That's correct. I'm glad you mentioned that. In 2001, after three attempts, I was blessed to win, and at that time the prize was $10,000, but now it's $12,000.
Wow.
No inflation. Isn't that fabulous?
Wow. That's awesome.
We put a few deals with that, getting a credit state and everything, you know.
I just put the last of my winnings in the meter the other day as I parked. Yes.
See, that went a long way. Don't say the last. See, you got that supposed to be keep going. See, God got something in store for you now. That keeps going. That's just like the bunny. It keep going. It keep ticking. Keep producing.
Yeah.
This competition will take place in February, but the main reason that we're partnering tonight to let people know, because the deadline is this coming Monday for entering.
Oh, my goodness. See, that's why I wanted to get her on today, because the deadline is next Monday, right?
That's correct. Next Monday is the deadline. And what your task, your mission, should you accept it, your mission is to submit on that application what three songs you would do in different genres for the quarterfinals, what three songs you would sing in the semifinals, what three songs you sing in the finals. Now, the quarterfinal round, which is the round that would get you in Savannah performing live, is the round that's going to be judged by judges, and that would be submitted by SoundCloud. Only the quarterfinal round, okay? Now,
okay.
Once you submit it,
can you talk a little louder, baby? Because I think they're saying that they can't sound like you whispering, or you're not hiding out from the law
Okay.
or nothing like that, are you?
Okay, is that better?
That's fine. Let me know
if this is better, okay?
We got you.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, can you hear me? That's better.
We hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, great. But what I was trying to say is that if they just submit that they have a quarterfinal, a semifinal, and a final round, that they must let on their application state what they're going to sing. Now,
okay.
I suggest that they bring their best performance, put that on SoundCloud, submit it online, so that they can be chosen to come here and perform that quarterfinal round, and thus propel on to the semifinal and the final round.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And anybody who wanted any help, they could call me. I'd help them in any way that I can.
Let me jump in. I have to say this, you know, especially these virtual competitions. Now, make sure your gift has been tried. You know,
amen.
You know.
In other words, you don't want anyone who's been featured on Jay Anthony's Murder, the hits, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, make sure this is something you are called to do. You know.
Right.
I'm trying to say it in the nicest way possible.
You need to have the gift, you see. Yeah, you got to have some kind of, you know, something in your spirit that say that you can do this other than your mama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not just pooking them and
you're going something to work with.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You're going something to work with. Okay.
Just joyful noise.
That's what
everybody knows.
There you go.
Well, I'm so happy. I just want to audition right now. I want to audition just saying, I can't do even pray.
Don't do
it. Is that good enough?
I see gold in your future.
I have another note. Say, there's a room over yonder. Did you hear that?
We finna click you over right
be,
now.
I think that can go
back. That gold might just be a necklace, but I can see some gold.
See, Bishop, then you get mad and say they don't know singing. You get mad and say they don't know good singing.
Now, is there a website we can go on and find more information about this?
Yes, that website is the American Traditions with an S competition.com. And my name, if anyone.
Okay, she's trying to finish the announcement. Now let's calm it down.
Okay.
We got some children in the house here.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. If you will, go to that website, the American Traditions Competition.com. Google me, call me. Feel free to give my phone number to anyone who would like to know more as well, who may not have caught that website. But it is worth it. And 1 year when I was getting, and I actually applied 3 days before the deadline the last year, and I won that year.
It was your season.
You know,
it
if you tell yourself
right.
the,
mm-hmm.
don't tell yourself the wrong things now. You know, it's not too late.
I know that's right.
But she wants to get the word out because there's so many. Everybody can't talk at the same time. There's so many talented people that's out there, and we're trying to get this word out because in Savannah, everybody don't know that this has been going on for this long a period of time. I didn't even know it was going on, and I'm quite sure a lot of us didn't know it was going on. We need to get out there. If you want to get out there, this is a chance. You're doing three different type of genres. You're going to let them know all the kind of stuff that you can do.
that's awesome right there.
Right, and you know, and they can choose. You got blues, jazz, gospel, Broadway, theater, all of these genres. They must be American composers. They must be American composers.
Okay.
Because we're celebrating American. I mean, Della Reese has been a judge. James Dignong, several of them have been judges here. Odetta, Dr. P.J. Barnwell from Sweet Honey and The Rock. She was a judge the year that I won.
Wow.
One of the judges. One of the judges. A very impressive array of judges. It's amazing what's going on.
So I'm telling you, listeners, check it out. And give them your number, Kim, so they can call you just in case they did not get the website, because we got some people in the house that's talking.
We saw.
I love you guys already.
Now.
I do.
Hey,
okay,
now.
My number.
Okay,
as
what's that number? Bring that
you
number to me. Bring it to
now.
Me.
Okay, 912-224, that's my number. And once again, that website is theamericantraditionscompetition.com.
There you go.
Go to the website.
All right, y'all. I told you I was
going to
join.
You are brilliant. You know what? I want to thank
you. I told
you
you was going to get the info.
You
thank you.
You
so much, Kim. I tell you, I appreciate you, girl. I'm going to be in contact with you. Because I'm going to be knocking on your door down in Savannah probably next week.
That'll be no problem. We'll go to Mrs. Wilkes and eat, just have a ball, or go to the Lady and Sons, wherever we want to go.
There you go. Okay, y'all, you got it. I told you. We're going to make us some money. Now, when you win that prize, just in case I don't go and win it, if I don't win it, I'm saying, if y'all win that prize, y'all call in and let me know where we're going to meet at for dinner, because we're going out and have a good time. All right. There you go. Inspiration Crew is in the house. They on their way up right about now. We love you. Let's do this. Let's do it.
Thank you. Love you. Love you.
This is Bishop McCray bringing you holy greetings in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise God. Week before last, I had opportunity and I was telling you a story about the 10 lepers. And I didn't get a chance to finish it. Hopefully God will lay on my heart and make room for me to finish it today. And it is coming from out of the book of Luke, 17th chapter, beginning with the 11th. Verse. You know, as I read this about the 10 lepers, and I began to wonder, why was this scripture and story recorded in the Bible? What is the reason? And was it just because 10 men got healed, 10 lepers got healed, and one thanked him, and the other one was unthankful? But the word began to, the Spirit of God began to let me know more was to it than that. And as I read last week, leprosy was a very infectious disease that caused its separation. That was in the main word, separation. Where it means if you got leprosy, you had to be separated from everyone else. Because if you didn't, you could infect someone else. Jesus told these 10 leprosy to go to the priest and they will be clean. So as they was going to the priest, they saw that they was healed. They was no longer unclean. They was clean. And another 9 went away rejoicing and one came back to the Lord. Well, as I begin to think on this here, the Holy Ghost will let me know that the reason, one of the reasons why this story is because it is so important about this separation. You see, not only is leprosy was a bad separating disease that separated you from your father, your wife, and everybody, there is another infectious disease, which is called sin. You see, sin is, heaven is a place, let me say it like this, heaven is a place where there is no sin, period. None, nix, no sin. And when God had created Adam and he gave a commandment, sin is also disobeying God. And he told them not to eat of the fruit. And what they did, through Satan, they was enticed to eat of the fruit and disobey God's word. But when they ate of the fruit went down into their stomach. And when it got inside of their stomach, then came the blood inside of the stomach to mingle. And this fruit carried it all the way through man's DNA. And man became sinful. And when man became sinful in nation, he caused it a separation between him and God. As the song said, we was created to live in his presence. But through disobedience, it made a big separation from God and man. And man was without the present and living God present. And as he began to move forward into life, you know, there was no cure for this separation. And in the part where the 10 leprosy was, there was no cure at that time for leprosy. But Jesus came along and he began to clean these 10 guys, and they was able through Jesus to remove the separation. After they was announced clean to the priest, they was able to go back fellowship with the father, with their mother, with whoever they were separated from. Well, what I'm trying to tell you is forget about the leprosy and dwell on the sinful part. You see, what the story is trying to tell you is that same Jesus, the one that came and cured the leprosy and made them clean. What I'm trying to tell you is we are now, through our DNA, when we are born unclean. We are born as a sinner. There is no cure for that. But I'm here to tell you, this same Jesus that we read in the beginning, how he cured them, he has a cure for sin today. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He has a cure for separation. Whereas if you accept him and be washed in his blood, he will be able to clean you up, and you will be able to go back and live with the Father. You will be able to live in his presence. You will be able to dwell in his presence. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, he is the answer. He is the answer today. If you feel like you are separated, all you got to do is, like they said, Jesus, have mercy upon us, like the leper said, and he will give you the cure, and you can live with the Father. You all be my strength, and let's get together with the Lord.
There's a battle going on.
Thank you for being with me, the inspirational crew, Bishop, August and Herbert McCray, thank you. We love you.
God,
Minister
God,
D, Bishop Dr. Philip Dukes.
Praise God.
Bishop Doctor.
Bishop Doctor.
Yes, yes,
in the house right here on Glory
in
God
his,
Spot. We
in,
love y'all.
In his oath. In his oath. All right, y'all.
Hey.